are back for another episode of Raw With A Purpose. I am Titani Harris, author, speaker, business consultant, CEO of TMH Behavioral Services, founder of TMH Man Cave.
I was waiting for another title.
Oh my God.
I was going to give her some, she dig her every time, but next week she's going to have a whole nother episode. I don't tell you. All right, my name
is... It was responsibility that comes with this.
Listen. I'm telling you, it's a heavy letter.
I write the checks. Listen, don't forget that.
Come on! I'm Latasha Davis, couples, marriage, family, and relationship expert here at TMH Behavioral Services and vice president.
Yes. Yes. I think we need these laughs for this episode because we're talking about a very heavy topic. So want just to put some disclaimers out there for people. We're going to be talking about trauma and who are you without your trauma? And so trauma in its purest form is basically a distressing event that promotes emotional or physical response, right? So anything that has happened to you and you have an emotional or physical response to it, no matter what it is, considered trauma.
Yeah. And we want to talk about that because, as you know, we're trauma-informed therapists. Look, let me get it out.
I don't use that term. I'm a healing center therapist.
But they recognize us as trauma-informed therapists. Unfortunately. And so we deal with trauma day in and day out. So that's one thing we always make sure we self-care, that we want to take care of ourselves when dealing with that. For me, for trauma, I'm not getting up at 7 in the morning to talk about trauma. Let's start there. I can't get up. This one can get up early and start her day. But when we're talking about trauma, we want to talk about people who like try to out-traumatize people, saying their trauma is bigger than this person's trauma. Trauma is trauma, regardless of what that looks like for people. We have different experiences with it. People respond differently. And then we want to take in consideration how people respond when you say, oh, well, this person been physically abused versus this person been sexually abused. Like, it's not okay for you to feel, not say feel, you should feel the way you feel, but just be considerate of this person's experience and how this person's receiving what happened to them.
And also, I think people are over the word trauma too. Like everything is not trauma. I just want to say that. Like people talk about that. But also people who lead with their trauma. Right? When they talk about who they are. I want to get into that too.
Yeah. I know we was talking about how people have people identify themselves with their trauma. And one of my big mottos in therapy is that your trauma happened to you. Okay, you are not your trauma.
That's right.
I always say that, like, that is a big thing. Separate that, especially the kind of when I was talking about therapists working with children or parents working with children, and they say, oh, my child is bad. Separate that out. Your child have these behaviors. Yep. Your child is not bad. It's just these are the behaviors affecting your child. So we need to kind of recreate the narrative around that.
Yep.
So that's why I think it's really important to get into that topic so we can get a better understanding of what that is, what we can do, how we can support each other through that, and also understand the impact with relationships with trauma. So one of the things talking about comparing traumas that we just talked about, also minimizing someone's trauma, which you also kind of mentioned too, is not okay to minimize somebody's trauma because that's belittling what their experiences are. And then what does that feel like? Because you're having a trauma, you would think you'd be a little bit more empathetic to that because somebody else experienced something too. It may not be to the magnitude that you feel is where you at, but it is what it is.
Yep.
So then we want to talk about trauma bonds.
Trauma bonds. Yeah. So sometimes people have this habit of holding on to things or people that are familiar and not necessarily good for them. That's a trauma bond, right? And a relationship is where you have a shared negative experience or similar experiences. And that experience is, your relationship is based on that experience. So like if you both grew up with certain experiences that were negative or traumatic, that's a trauma bond. Codependency is a symptom of trauma bonding. These strong emotional bonds with people that are based on traumatic events. And I think a lot of people experience those things. I often think about my friendships and I have a history of what's called complex trauma. My complex trauma is basically where as a child you experience these like multiple traumatic events such as abuse or neglect. And so I had that experience as a child. And so I have friends that I grew up with who had those experiences similar to me, right? And we were bonded over our trauma, but I noticed as I healed and moved on and they didn't, our friendships changed. We were no longer trauma bonded. And so that's an example of like, you know, the trauma bonds in friendships.
Mm-hmm. And then I want to talk about maybe the couple aspect about it. Mm-hmm. I hear often that couples come together like, yeah, so my partner had this experience growing up. I had this problem. So that's kind of how we became friends. We came and fell into this relationship. But I don't know why we can't connect on this level. Well, you connected on this level. Yeah. You didn't connect. This is communication, understanding of upbringing, understanding values. That's a whole different entity. Yeah. That doesn't combine with the trauma bond. So you can't use trauma bond as, okay, because we got this experience together, everything else should fall in place. Mm-hmm. That's not the case.
Well, also because it's a negative experience, mm-hmm. right? And so I often ask people, who are you outside of that?
Right.
You know this about me, and you know I used to get teased about, not teased, but like, people will often ask me, you know, like, why don't I share my story, right? Because I have this history of complex trauma and all these things that I've overcome by the grace of God. Because I don't want to be identified as the person who went through this, or mm-hmm. the trauma is associated with me. Right. And I've learned that the trauma is a part of my story, right? Mm-hmm. And I've also found that medium where I recognize that my story can be inspiring to others, but I don't necessarily want to lead with. When mm-hmm. my legacy, I want it to be that I help my community heal at the end right. of the day, not for mm-hmm. what happened to me, right? It's right. a part of who I am, right? It happens to me, but it's not who I am.
Right.
And so I think that's important too for those who have experienced complex trauma, because a lot of us have, right? And I think oftentimes it's hard for people to move beyond that because they don't have a story outside of their trauma.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
And then also just to kind of piggyback on it, like we're talking about the complex trauma, like mm-hmm. a lot of people experience trauma. I've experienced trauma. You have complex trauma. We have a good friendship, but you have a really good way of, if you even feel like you're going towards that lane, you're like, you know what? Nope. That's a conversation for me and my therapist.
I do.
Like, she'll stop that conversation. I just like, okay. So
because I also want to respect, and I think we deal with this as therapists. Mm-hmm. I want to respect. I know that I can talk to you as my best friend about anything, mm-hmm. but I think for me, I recognize that you carry so much personally and professionally, mm-hmm. I don't want to add to that plate.
Right.
And I pay my therapist very well to hold my shit.
Right.
So right. I'm going to call her. And so I think for me, it's utilizing my resources, mm-hmm. right? And I think a lot of times when you've had a history of complex trauma, you have to lean into those resources.
Yes.
Right. And I want to just acknowledge you for, you know, we grew up very differently. People
yeah.
understand we grew up very, very differently, mm-hmm. but our friendship, what I love about it, it's not based on our trauma, right? Like you had some trauma. I've had some complex trauma, but that's not what keeps us connected. It's like who we are as women now, right?
Yeah.
Like business partners and what we've built as a friendship. And I love that it's not based, like some of my relationships in the past, on mm-hmm. our trauma. It's based on who we are, which is a testament to us and our growth and our healing.
Yeah. And then also just talking about, like, it's one thing to, you know, you have trauma and you express it to your friend, that's okay. But to relive it every time with your friend, that's not okay, you know?
Yes.
And then to get mad at your friend because they're tired of hearing it.
Yes.
And then sometimes people feel like, I don't know what you want from me.
I don't have the capacity.
I don't know what you want from me. I don't have your answers. So then it's like, if I check out, if I'm not listening, if I'm not getting your response, and now you feel like I'm not being a good friend. That's not the case all the time. It may be something that, okay, you're, as a friend, like, okay, what can I do to support this person with their experience? Because I don't have the capacity to hear with this every day. I don't have the resources. I don't have the tools.
Yep.
And they are not your therapist. They're your friend. So you can have these conversations with your friend, but it's not their responsibility to hold your baggage.
Also, having those conversations with your friends, I think, is great. That's therapeutic. That's not therapy.
Right.
And I often hear people say, like, oh, I can talk to my friends. It's therapy. No. It's mm-hmm. not the same thing. Like, talking to your friends, that's therapeutic. That is not therapy. And mm-hmm. so also respecting those boundaries mm-hmm. that it is, you are responsible for your own healing.
You are.
Just like you're responsible for your own triggers.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important to acknowledge that. And I love how, you know, in our friendships, we hold each other accountable
right.
for things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, in our work, I'll say, hey, Tasha, I want to know how you feel, right? I want to know what you think, what you mm-hmm. saw in the client, and understanding and recognizing, like, when the counter transference that some of us may experience
right.
as therapists,
right.
like, you know, one of the things, because I know I've had so much complex trauma mm-hmm. early on in my career as a therapist, mm-hmm. I, working at Chaz, we worked at Tasha and I worked at a DCFS agency together mm-hmm. years ago, more than 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my supervisor was like, I want you to work with mothers who have children in the system, like the mom's trying to get the kid back. Because I grew up in the system, I told her I can't work with the mothers mm-hmm. because I was still dealing with my own mother issues of being in the system and my mother not being there. And so, mm-hmm. but I was able to recognize that.
Right.
And my supervisor really was shocked and was appreciative, like, man, I thank you for, you know, being right. honest about that. You know, I struggled to tell her that, but I knew I wanted to be in this field. And I'm like, I have to acknowledge my own issues or right. my own challenges in working with certain clients.
Yeah. And that's important as a therapist mm-hmm. to make sure, you know, we take care of ourselves and need that counter transference. That's why supervision is very important for you to have on a consistent basis yep. because we do not want to put any additional harm or detriment to our clients.
Yeah.
It's our responsibility to make sure we're holding them and that them holding us. We are not here for them as a therapist to hold our stuff in our sessions.
Exactly.
That is not okay either. She don't talk about
it. Yes, I have to because, you know, I hear so many stories. And let me just be clear. Mm-hmm. The things that my clients know about me, they only know because I speak about them publicly.
Right.
Anybody who has ever worked with me over my 10-year career can never tell you that I've shared one thing about myself in a session mm-hmm. or that I've ever made it about them because I take pride in saying this client, this space is about the client. And I've said, you know what? I need to work on my own healing. Mm-hmm. That's my responsibility. So I've done the work mm-hmm. and I'm still doing the work. Shout right. out to my therapist, Jamila Jones. I'm still doing the work mm-hmm. so that I can continue to serve my people. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important that as clinicians and therapists and mental health professionals, we understand like the work is about the client, mm-hmm. right? You have to be able to, you have to hold yourself accountable and say, you know what? I'm having my own issues. I may need to take a break, a step aside, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. that I can continue to serve my clients. We can count on one hand how many times we hear a client say, well, the therapist talked about this and mm-hmm. made it about them. And it's like, that's so unfair. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to be in services yourself.
Right.
And this is not to say that because you've experienced something, you can't do the work. It's when you haven't healed that you can't do the work. It's
right.
when you haven't done the work on yourself is when I think you're not providing a service to our clients. Mm-hmm. You are a disservice to our clients.
Yeah, I agree. So I think that's it for us. I think we can wrap that up.
Yeah, I just want to leave people with some tips, Joe, mm-hmm. In terms of how do you get past self-identifying with your trauma? Number one mm-hmm. is acknowledge your trauma, mm-hmm. right? Acknowledge the impact that the trauma has had on your life. That's the first step.
Right.
Also, learn how to separate yourself from your trauma. What mm-hmm. that means is, you said this earlier, trauma is something that happened to you. But it does not define who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Also, identifying yourself outside of your trauma. What does that mean? That means understanding that you have positive traits outside of what happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
Go to therapy if you need it, right?
Yep.
Go to therapy, mm-hmm. seek help. And I will also say, like, changing a narrative, right? Mm-hmm. You change the narrative by mm-hmm. rewriting your own story.
Yep.
I often say, like, I've rewritten my own story and I have shaped a narrative that goes beyond my trauma,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so mm-hmm. I think that's important. I'll leave people with that.
Yeah. Yes, you took my tips.
I'm sorry.
You're always taking all the tips.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, all I'm going to say is, I think I already said it inside the episode, but I just wanted to say again, be kind to yourself in a way and also give yourself grace. I have not said that in an episode,
yep.
but that is something I do want to say. Be kind, give yourself grace. Also, be mindful of when you're exposing and talking about your traumas to friends, relative people. Be conscious that that could be heavy and it's not their responsibility to carry your baggage and your trauma. Also, if they are your friends or relatives are giving you resources like, hey, seek therapy, here's a group. Do not take that as a dig. Do not take that if they're not trying to be involved, that they don't care about you. Take that as another way of the positive thing that I care about you that much that I got these resources for you.
And I would just say, add that. Want people to remember that you're resilient
mm-hmm.
and that there's always room for growth as long as you're living.
Yep.
All right, y'all. That's this episode. Make sure y'all follow us on all social media mm-hmm. platforms, Raw With A Purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me at Titani Harris, TMH Man Cave.
Follow me, LatashaD29 at IG and all social media platforms, emails, and website, Raw With A Purpose.
Send us some emails, y'all. Let us know y'all thoughts, questions about the podcast. We'll mm-hmm. see y'all next time.
Bye.
Thank you.